chip team.
Volunteer opportunities can include anything from volunteering for the altar deal, family promise, charity, about
Mary Lewis wanted to say something.
I'll be a lot shorter, I promise.
You are a lot shorter.
This is a natural ladies of Redeemer, and you are all women of the ELCA, whether you are in a circle or not. And we are part of the Midlands Conference today at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, right down the road. At 3 o'clock, we have a meeting of the Midlands Conference. I say meeting, it will be a program, and it will be a chance to meet with other Lutheran women. And I would love for all of you to be here.
Thank you, Mary. Obviously, the only thing I do around here is introduce people. Sarah. I'm not supposed to ask you anything if you're sitting?
Yeah.
Too bad. I was worried as you made that announcement about the opportunities in the beer tent.
Yeah.
That's for serving, not for consuming, right? Yeah, okay. Today is Logan Westmoreland's first Sunday, going to be up front here. Logan is our new seminary student. And for the first time ever, they actually sent an installation service. How about that? Along with him. So if Logan will come forward at this time, I'll plug him in. Logan, we welcome you to this congregation and offer the gifts of this congregation for your ministerial formation, for your deeper knowledge of God's people, and for your spiritual growth. As you begin your teaching parish ministry with us, will you be faithful in your studies, attentive in your commitments in this congregation, and maintain a spirit of openness, eagerness, and humility? If so, answer, I will, and I ask God to help me. People of God, will you support Logan by serving as a mentoring congregation? Will you help raise up this new leader as he follows God's call in his life? Will you share your time, your love of Christ, and your wisdom? If so, answer, we will, and we ask God to help us. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks that through your Spirit you continue to raise up leaders for your church. Bless this new partnership of learning and service. Support and nurture Logan in his studies, prayer life, and discernment. We give thanks for the ministry of the Lutheran Theological Southern Seminary, for its faculty, staff, and students as their efforts continue to form leaders for your church. Inspire this congregation in this mentoring ministry that your name may be glorified in this and in every place. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Didn't give me any line here about declaring you installed, but you are. All right. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Amen. Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free.
We fear that we are not enough. We hear your word of love freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn to church and pray that we need our help. Forgive us, serve us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to
God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy. with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you show perpetual loving kindness to us, your servants. Because we cannot rely on our own abilities, grant us your merciful judgment and train us to embody the generosity of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Have you seated?
The first lesson, a reading from Jonah. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. But this was very displeasing to Jonah, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord and said, "O Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? That is why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning. For I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and ready to relent from punishing. And now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat down east of the city and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade, waiting to see what would become of the city. The Lord God appointed a bush and made it come up over Jonah to give shade over his head to save him from his discomfort. So Jonah was very happy about the bush. But when dawn came up the next day, God appointed a worm that attacked the bush so that it withered. When the sun rose, God prepared a sultry east wind, and the sun beat down on the head of Jonah so that he was faint and asked that he might die. He said, is it better for me to die than to live? But God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry about the bush? And he said, yes, angry enough to die. Then the Lord said, you are concerned about the bush for which you did not labor and which you did not grow. It came into being in a night and perished in a night. And I should not be concerned about Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also many animals. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is a reading from Philippians. For to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better, but to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy and faith, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is evidence of their destruction, but of your salvation. And this is God's doing, for he has graciously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well, since you are having the same struggle that you saw I had and now hear that I still have. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I remember Parker. When I was a teenager, I somehow managed to get a summer job at the R.L. Bryan Textbook Depository. It was a horrible job. All summer long, we toiled in an unair-conditioned warehouse, unboxing school textbooks, counting them, and then moving them wherever they went, mostly so that later we could move them again. It was hot and dirty and heavy, an absolutely horrible job, so much so that once when a driver for a trucking firm got into a fist fight with his boss, his punishment was that he had to come work with us for a month. And for this job, they paid us minimum wage. That's what I remember about Parker. Parker was summer help, just like me. And every Friday when our checks would come, Parker would sit on a table at lunch and stare at his check. He would look at it and shake his head as if he couldn't believe the number on it. And then he'd look again. And then he would say some words that we didn't often use in the Future Preachers of America Club. And then he would look at it some more. And it just amazed me. Our checks were for the same amount each week. We got paid this week the same thing we got paid last week. After the first week, I knew how much my check was going to be for the next time. But Parker always seemed surprised. And he always seemed angry. Parker always seemed to think it was unfair. And maybe in lots of ways, Parker was like those field hands in the story Jesus told in our gospel lesson today. It's not hard for us to understand the feelings of those who worked in the field all day when those who had worked only 1 hour got the same wages they did. It seems so unfair, so unjust. They must have been surprised. They probably were angry. But maybe we should take a second look. And maybe we should see this parable from a different angle. What if you were that guy who got hired in the last hour? What if you had looked for work all day and were worried sick about your family at home, your wife, your children? How were they going to have something to eat when you hadn't been able to earn a thing all day? What if, as the sun went down, you were faced with another long night of no food, cold temperatures, children crying in hunger, and no hope? What if you, day after day, had to live with no self-respect because you couldn't fulfill your responsibilities to yourself or your family? What if, in this story, you were the guy hired last instead of the one hired first? Does it make a difference in how you hear this story? Yeah, you bet it does. You see, we know all about being fair. You've heard that old axiom about how to divide a dessert between two kids. You let this one cut, and then that one gets the first choice of piece. Well, you can bet that piece of cake or pie is divided exactly down the middle with precision. We know all about being fair. But this parable isn't about being fair. You see, our problem is a bit like my friend Parker. We want for ourselves. We're so big in our own eyes that that's all we can see. We can't look beyond ourselves to see our neighbor in need. Jesus puts forth a radical proposal here. God isn't about being fair. God is about being generous. God is about mercy. God is about grace. And if we're honest with ourselves, way deep down somewhere inside us, we know that's exactly what we need and all we could hope for. Because, folks, when it really, really counts, we have a lot more in common with the Johnny-come-lately. You need and I need all the generosity and grace we can get. And maybe then, in the light of this grace received, we might find in us grace to live
grace to share together. Jesus said, that's what the kingdom of God is like. Oh, people of God, rejoice and give thanks. Parker got it wrong, but Jonah got it right. Our God is indeed gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The wages God gives are grace. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead.
On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven.
And is seated at the right hand of God. And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of grace, we offer you our praise for your many blessings in our lives, for home and health and happiness, for family, friends, and faith, for joy, for peace, for hope, for your love which never ends, we thank you. Give us eyes to see your gifts and hearts full of grateful praise. Lord, in your mercy, Savior of all, we pray now for peace in our world. We let so much divide us, O God, forgetting that we are brothers and sisters in your love. Bring us your peace. Make us your family and unite us in love. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly King, make this world yours. Be with all those who suffer storms or illness or loss or loneliness. Comfort those who worry and struggle in life. Remember those whom we so easily forget. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Spirit of truth, we remember all you have done for us. Lead us now in our response to your grace. Give us glad and generous hearts, knowing that we have received an abundance from you. Open our hearts so that we may open our hands. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our table and our food. You created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Holy God and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak in a living voice of healing and justice to all the world, through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.